You're listening to KZFR 90.1 FM and KZFR.org. Time for another campfire recovery update. I am Matt Fidler. It's fire season once again, so let's be safe out there and remember that all of us, even those of us near an orchard on the valley floor and a neighborhood in Chico, but especially those of us in the foothills and above, we live in a fire-prone area. We already had a small fire just outside of town on Highway 32 and Humboldt Road. It was only 17 acres and was 100% contained extremely fast thanks to CAL FIRE. But still, this is a dry area and we build a lot of stuff out of burnable materials. But these forests evolved with fire for tens of thousands of years. They are meant to burn. Some of the species of vegetation reproduces and thrives after fire, like oak and hazel, for example. But we, as humans, we need to decide under what conditions it burns. So basically, we want the fire to burn at a very low intensity when it does burn. We want the flames to stay on the ground, not move fast, and not burn up into the canopy of the trees, where they can spread really fast and throw embers really far. As residents, we have a responsibility for the behavior of the fire around our own properties. So we need to look around and help create good defensible space around our home, with all the brush cleared and low-hanging branches on trees trimmed. A good rule of thumb is, if you can ride a horse through the forest without getting all scratched up, it's not overgrown. But if you can't even walk through it without getting scratched up by branches and shrubs, it's overgrown and in danger of spreading fire fast. Your local fire safe council will be happy to come out to your property and help you figure out a maintenance plan to be part of the solution for a neighborhood that helps slow a fire down instead of the opposite. They may even help you get funding to do whatever work needs to be done. A good place to start is buttefiresafe.net. If you contact Callie Jane DeAnda, tell her Matt sent you. Now that the rainy season is finally over, Paradise is bustling with construction. According to buttecountyrecovers.org, which is tracking the debris cleanup, 1,700 parcels have had their debris removed and all the soil erosion controls have been completed, which means permits can be applied for. For more information on this stage of the cleanup effort, go to buttecountyrecovers.org. If you are going to rebuild on the ridge and need some help or ideas, come to the Silver Dollar Fairgrounds in Chico on June 29th or June 30th for the Home Builders Resource Expo. There will be over 100 vendors there to answer your questions about rebuilding. It's especially complicated after a disaster like the campfire, and these folks know what they're doing and they are there to help. Registering for the Home Builders Resources Expo is free and can be done at paradisechamber.com. Of course, all the links I mention in this report can be found on the show page, kzfr.org/campfire updates. I'm Matt Fidler, delivering updates on the campfire recovery effort right here at KZFR 90.1 FM in Chico.